idea. And so we went there, saying a little bit earlier, the march, if anybody's guess, after some kind of a Leviah, and I don't know when and how and what, it's just a crazy situation. So everyone should be ala Mishmar. I don't know when she's doing it. No, she will not be before 9 o'clock. No. That will not happen again. No way. But I just don't know when it's going to be. So be on alert. You know, so some people in the base medrash, you better, you have the shiur till 10:15. So I'll try not to do it till 10:15 either, if I can avoid it. I hope to make it, you know, even regular time. I don't know when and how and what, it's just a crazy situation. So everyone should be ala Mishmar. I don't know when she's doing it. No, she will not be before 9 o'clock. That will not happen again. No way. But I just don't know when it's going to be. So be on alert. You know, so some people in the base medrash, you better, you have the shiur till 10:15. So I'll try not to do it till 10:15 either, if I can avoid it. I hope to make it, you know, even regular time. I just don't know. I'm totally b'day acher, but I'm just giving you advance notice that tomorrow's schedule is unknown. I don't know what the story is. Everyone's in 9 o'clock every day, but some of them are based medrash. Some, yes, I want to make sure you should be just keep a track of what's going on over here. I just don't know. When this year's earlier for sure. It's not that much earlier. A little bit earlier. All right. Yeah, so there's a theory in the Ram, which is not my kasha. The kasha is written by the Chidushi Anshin Shem on the side of the printed on the side margin of the Ram. Page Chav Gimel Amud Aleph in our print. Nira Divi Aran Solstrim says there a contradiction from one line in the Ram to the other. What's the shaila? If you have a coast which is more than a revius. If more than a revius inside, you require to have a majority of the revius and majority of the entire coast. So here on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, the Ram is Mekel. He says, you have a question of Hishkalim for the Bana of Leveh to Yotza. The Ram understands that the Ludashas, the Ruba, the Kat, everybody's Yotze. Everybody, all the adults are all Yotze. How can there be two majorities? I mean, that's a little mathematics. You can't have two majorities. So the Ram's no problem, yes you can. You can have two majorities of a revius in a big goblet. Right? In this huge, huge bottle. And yeah, everyone drinks the majority of the revius. It's good enough. That's what the Ram says over here on Amud Aleph. But in Amud Beis, the same Ram said that yes, there is an Indian over here of what? Come on. There's an Indian of Kiddush. With enough to have a low lukma, but for dalat kosas, there's v'hudu shasi ruba de kasa. So therefore, what do you need? You need rove kos. Pashas, you need rove kos.
Why can't you just say
rove
within the
kos? Oh, hold on. So the pashas, people learn pshat in Iran over here. You need rove kos, mamish, no matter how big the kos is. Oh. I think the answer is as follows. The Rabbeinu David, I think, gives the key to the answer. And the question, how do you read Rabbeinu David? Not so simple. How do you read Rabbeinu David? He also comes to talk about the same piece of Gemara as the Ram does. Hishkim and the Banav of Neve. So what a strange Gemara. Open up the Kuf Chesem and Beis. You see the Gemara. The whole Gemara is one line. But that line is a hard line to properly understand. Kuf Chesem and Beis. So the Ram goes on. Yotza. For who the Shasir Ruba the Kasa? What's going on? Says the Rabbeinu David as follows. Fichach noma shemasha amru b'hishkel man the bonav of Nebesa who the Shasir Ruba the Kasa. Shelo rov revius bulvad amru. No. El rov akos. Ben shu godol ben okotah. Shem also lo kol gadol tzarech hu lishtoso o rubo. That's it, what's known as the opinion of the Ramban. Who said so? Who says the Ramban said so? It's not right. We don't have a Ramban. So in footnote 27, he quotes the Orach HaSchaim, which is called the B'shem Ramban v'Hara'o. And I showed you since 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Chuspesa, do you require a robe kos, even if it's more than a rov revius. They quote the Ran who says you can have who's Megal, and he quotes the steer between the Ran from before. So they look at the Gruas Hashem. That's the Marami Prat, which we looked at a little bit, the Gruas Hashem. What's the bar of the Gruas Hashem? We pointed out already yesterday. What do you mean rov revius? You have a rov kazayas matzah and a rov 10 fucking mechitza. You can't have a rov in quantitative shirim. A rov can only be on a potato a chepta. A rov shchitas rov simanim. Or all in meruba laporet, as someone said in Ichos Erev. You have a chepta, an item, meruba kikulo, but not a rov in quantity. That's crazy. So you just keep pushing it down to a menor. You get it down to zero. So the answer of also here, the Maral Miprag said that it says rov kos, it must be rov kos. That's what Ramban is right, he thinks. Sounds good? Aye, what do you do with the Gemara? Bonav of Nei Beso. So the Rav got out. But if you only need a rov kos, no matter how big it is, how a Bonav, him and his children are all going to be yotze with the same cup? It's absurd. It can't be four majorities. Says the Varenu David, with the Bonav of Nei Beso, lo harina nash. Hashto, imeim yotze mirei chavosan b'kachem lo. No. We're not discussing the question whether his children are yotze or not. Kishem ha'ktanim heim. Maybe they want the bar mitzvah. Imeim gedolim. Lo lo tini dei chova hishkeim. Elish di abi alma. Yeah, they were the yotze. He just gave a little bit, you know, shirayim from the Rebbe. And the chiddush of the Mishnah of the Gemara is, even though I didn't drink the entire coast, I gave some over to my kids. But I don't have a majority of the coast. No matter how big the coast is, I'm Yotze. That's what the Rabbi Nadavid says. Oh. But then he has another few lines. And this is what we have to concentrate on. Avol Epsher Lanu Lomar. Now he raises a new possibility, Rabbi Nadavid. Shem Hoyo Akol Godo Koka. Sheyeh Beviyuto Sheyeh Revit. Let's say the coast is, whew, the kos is 10 ounces, a 10-ounce kos. And Rav Yitzchak said it's 3 ounces, bare pashtus. So if you have in the minority of the kos, which is under 5 ounces, you have a shir Rav Yitzchak, maybe, says the Rabbi Nadavid, sheyotzi bo mishu shesol, that if one drinks 3 ounces out of the 10, he's yotzi. Why? Kol kos sheyesh for Rav Yitzchak, ki kos acher hu nechshav. Every revius is considered a separate kos. The afapi sheino machzik elami uto shel kos. Even though it only fills up the minority of the big goblet. Shein tzorech sheim mole el lehidur mitzvah. It's only in of hidur. That's all. Kamo shama bevirchas hamazon. It's mole is a hidur. The afapi shu kos pogum. Someone yes, we have to keep saying pogum. Who was yelling at pogum yesterday all day? Oh, pogum. Ein bekach plum. Shein apgam posel el lebrocha. That means, you know, the chatchila, but it's not really mikir adin. Not really mikir adin. Oh. 1 minute. This is Rabbi Nadav. What is he saying? You have a question on?
I've always said before, Rabbi Nadav, he's today.
Right.
He's drinking room with the pots and then the children have to push it out before
they... Well, either way, whichever comes first doesn't make a difference.
No, does he have to drink a robe of coast?
Does he have to drink a robe of coast, though?
He has to drink a robe of the coast, correct. Whether he tips a little bit off to his kids before he drinks or after he drinks is irrelevant. As long as he drinks a robe of coast, it's good enough.
Robe of coast after they drink or robe of coast?
Robe of coast with a big, big goblet. Yeah?
So let's see that the robe of coast will come out to less than a revius, though. I mean, he's going to drink less than a revius.
Not, well, if the kos is exactly revius and he drinks the majority of it, he's yotze. Is that not for the Gemara?
He's giving some of his children,
though. Doesn't matter, as long as he drinks a rov kos. Let's say the kos is 3 ounces. He gives his kids an ounce and he drinks 2 ounces. Good. Yotze. Okay. Now, listen, Rabbi Osa, listen very carefully. What is this Epsher in the Rabbi Nadav? So the footnote 29, I asked you the thesis as follows. Yes? So, hold on. Let me first do it with footnote 29 says, then we'll see what the Maral rejects. Hold on. Shekol, this is footnote 29. Shekol ma shemechil akos zeu koso. v'tzarech lishtos es rubo. Whatever the cup has, that is its cup, that is, and you have to drink the majority of it. V'imshasa mimenu revi'etz avolo rubo. Yes? I drink a revi'etz, which is a minority. V'adam acher shasa revi'etz v'nishtayra. There was a cup which had 2 revi'etz, 6 ounces. I drink 3 ounces. Let's make it bigger for you. Want me to give you the sound. It's a 7 ounce dose. I drink 3 ounces, and then my friend drinks the last 4 ounces. What's the dinner called that it's after Rav Ena Dovid? What would you say? Oh, the dove in the footnotes say, Hasheni Yotza V'Harishon Lo Yotza. The second one is Yotzi, why he drank all 4 ounces which remained. But the first one, only drank 3 out of the 7 ounces in the cup, is not Yotza. That's out of the shot over here in the Rav Ena Dovid. Lanier's dietis is incorrect. Lanier's dietis is incorrect. Because it seems to me that yes, until now, the first Lashon Rav Ena Dovid says you can't be able to two at the same cost, impossible. And Hishka Labanav Nei Beso means the Banav Nei Beso, just doing it for kicks, to get Shiraim from the Tata, the Rebbe. But there's no meaning. They were Yotzi already, they're Potter, whatever. Only one person's Yotzi. That's the Balabas himself. That's how he started. Then he adds, Aval Efshar, but maybe it's different. Maybe it's not that way. What means not that way? Not that way I understood, man. That you can, in fact, have 2 people of the Yotzi the same coast. Hishka Bala Vlebeso Yotzi means that it can be taken literally. They have he and his son and his daughter and his wife, and then they're all Yotzi. They're all Yotzi. How can they all be Yotzi? There's only one majority to a cup. So the answer was as follows. Read it again inside. Shemhoya kol godol kol kashi yevi miyuto shi revis. Everybody. Kol kol sheyesh ba revius, kikolz acher unechsha. V'yaf api sheno machshiv el machzik al miyuto shel kolz. I thought it meant that everybody who drinks the revius is yotze, because he drank a whole kolz. What do you mean a whole kolz? The cup, the goblet contains 20 ounces. So that's okay. I drank three. You can have 6 people be yotze for the same kolz. Why not? This is the lumbus which you mentioned yesterday as a possibility. I think I've been a dumbest thing. I think I'm counting around too. Avad, you need a rove coast. There's no such thing as a rove in a quantitative amount. You can't have rove kazayas, for example. You can't have rove asorot tzvamo for a mechitza. But here there's a different lumbus over here on both sides. It's that the rove, you say the lumbus. That the rove is a sheer rove coast. It's a quantity on bond, it takes it literally. That's the majority of the cup, the goblet, no matter how big it is. Even according to the mekilim, we'll call them the ran. And I believe Rabbi Medava too, he needs it to roll coast. But they had one more Lubdish twist. Their Lubdish twist is that every 3 ounce unit is viewed as a separate coast. It's true. You're right. But we're not saying that the roll reveals. That expression you won't find anywhere. But the Marami practice, what kind of roll reveals? It doesn't make any sense. Get a roll reveals. You won't find that anywhere. You're right. It doesn't say Robert. What does it say? Uhu the Shasi Wat Ruba the Kasa. Everyone needs to roll off coast. Only question how you define a coast.
Impossible to consider that the requirement for Mechitza would you be able to roll Mechitza in height.
Right.
So again, you can say the same thing. It's Mechitza and shear. There is a shear to a Mechitza. There's a shear to a coast according to the
shear. No, that's interesting. I'll tell you
the difference. What's the shear to a coast?
No. It's a good question. Okay, I'll give you.
Can we do split up wall in these 2 parts?
I'll give you an answer. I'll get to try to answer your question. The very term Mechitza, right? The very term Mechitza means the Mechitza which is a halachic size. It has to be 10 tall. That's not 10 tall, that's not. Here it's different. Here when he said the question, Ruba the Kast. Ruba the Kast means there exists such a concept called the Rove Coasts, right? Now we know that a coast, we say over here, the halacha says that a coast has to be a revius. It's true. But apparently the idea of coast has an independent status. It's just called the coast. Because we know that there's the idea of Seder Baruch ala coast, Kiddush ala coast, Brichas HaMazon ala coast. So there's a lot of coasts. Then we go into the nitty gritty, how much is the coast, and we have to say that it has to be a certain size, etc., etc.
Right. There's a ginyan of
first of all,
halakos, the same thing as saying there's a ginyan of machitza hamakefet, that machitza of this, and machitza.
Well, there are a number of distinctions between the two. One of them might be, again, I'm not saying it's the only one. One of them might be that the Indian of Mechitza is the worst in the Arab is Alok Moshe Sinai, and so that's the integral part of Alok Moshe Sinai is the Indian of Sarah Tzfakim, that's the whole story of the Gemara, how do you know it from the Kaporis and the whole story. But over here, Pashat is on the level of the Rabbanim. Pashat, the whole idea of Kol Shel Bracha exists exclusively on the level of the Rabbanim, the Pashat. You don't find Kos, the Korah, but the roles we show them on the level of the Raisa. So the level of the Rabbanim, the Chazal, you have to have a Bracha Alok Kos. What's a Kos? Oh, that's the second question. So that, yeah, Revius and Malugla, so with this, but then the idea of Rove gets channeled into the issue of Kos as such. Rove Kos.
Columbus said that you cannot quantify the amount. But I can quantify the amount according to this. The very specific amount, whether it's Darais or Abana, whatever it is, the quantifiable amount of a Kos is a very quantifiable amount of 3 ounces. It's not some big thing like, you know, almond rubra parts could be any size. Or
you're right, 100% right. But these Rishonim, I think that's what the Rabbi Nadav is saying over here. He says, Kol Shiesh Barevias Kikos Acheru Nechshav. That means that's the kach tikno. That every revias within a big cup is considered a separate coast. And the whole idea of a sheer coast of revias to make it to be considered a coast. Kids, that's what I thought is a possibility to explain over here. Possibility? Yeah.
I can hear everything you're not, but I have a problem with that after the Adabit.
No, what's the problem?
Because 2 times you mentioned the revias.
Who? What? Period. I thought that was exactly what it said against the Ramban. The Ramban said you have to always drink a roll of the coast, no matter how big the coast is. Rabbi Nadav is saying an Efshar, so maybe you can drink a miyut of the jar, miyut of the goblet, and still be yotzei to the din of the Rav Revius, the Rav Kos.
No, he's saying after the first person drunk and you have only a miyut left, you can still have someone else drink
coast. Which coast is that? Yeah, I'm not sure if that's how you read it. Let's read it again. Efshar lo lo mashim hoya kol gadol kol kach, shiye b'miyuto shiye revius, shiyotzei lo misha shesov. Now, what is he saying, my own Misha Shesov? Let's go weiter. Kol kol sheyesh b'revius, kekos acheru nechshav, af al pi she'eno machzik ela miyuto shel kos.
That's 6 reviews.
Maybe you're right. Maybe? He's saying footnote 29 is right. Oh, maybe he is right. Okay. I wasn't so sure that it was right. You know, I don't know. Maybe. Question of Svara also a little bit. In other words, I thought that if you're going to say that whatever remains is now considered as a separate unit, so whatever you drank was also a separate unit. I mean, in other words, if this is a separate unit, then that should have also been a separate unit. Otherwise, you're left with a difficult logic. The first time, it's not impossible, but difficult. You had a full unit, and now it's considered indivisible at that point. If you had a majority of that, if you had a minority of that unit, you were not yotzei, no matter how much you drink. Because at that point it was indivisible. Now that the guy drank the minority of it, who's not yotzei, and you have a smaller amount left, oh, now it's off the scratch. Now we have a new, you know, now there's a new number. Maybe you're right. Okay. Maybe. Okay, Alocha Lamaisen Shulchan Aruch, it says beferish that you have to, the 2 days, and it's the 2 days, it's a serious matter, such as Arba Kareis, we throw the Chatchila for sure to be Machmir. That's what the Machaber says. Let's take a look inside. Simon Tov Ayin Beis, Rebos, those who have a Shulchan Aruch. The Chaver says in Siman Tov Ayin Bay Sif Tes V'yishta Kulo Rubo V'yemiyesh Lo Haver Bo Haver Reviyot Shosin Imenu Kol Kach V'nei Adon Kibini Reviyot Shabo V'yesh Omrim Shetzorech Lishtos Rov Akos Afilu Magzik Kama Reviyos. Those are the 2 days. Those are the 2 days. So how do we pass it? I don't know. If it's the Chatzchila, we should still be Machmir. For sure. Says the Mishnah Brura, we pass like the first day, like the Ran, Iker Adin. Achronim say so, they are Rishona. But better to avoid and take a smaller coast. Yes?
If you don't have a smart coast, it's hard for you to drink. You rely on
your Mishnah Brura says it can be Mekel, but. I have a ha'ara here, before anything else, the Mechaber said, in quoting the Ran, he says, Shos nimena kokach p'nei adam k'minyin reveal shavo. As many reveals as there are in the coast, that's how many people can be yotzei with this coast. The 10 reveals, so you have 10 people be yotzei. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Beis, what? Who says? Over the Yevet Sagi Afilu Hoyle Cholechad Rock Rover Vias. If it has 10 reveals, it could have 18, 19 people be out. Somebody just has to drink the Rover Vias. I quote that from the Vilna Gaon, Masha Ribira Agro. I wasn't so sure. I was thinking when I saw the Machaba, maybe not that way. If you go with the Lomas, as we just said now, you have to have a row. A coast to review. So maybe the din is everybody has to have his own reviews. Everybody has to have his own reviews. If 10 people drink, you have to have 10 reviews. You can't say, well, that's 18 people drink from the 10 reviews coast. No. But each didn't have his own designated reviews. It'll say alumnus. The alumnus we had before, that's shot in the rock, got a steer in the rock. How do we answer the steer? The way I love shot. That the Ron agreed, you can't, don't think of the rope review. That's absurd, like the post can say, the rope kazayas. Teretz is, it's a rope coast, a coast to review. Speak a rope of that coast. So you have to have as many reviews as there are people who will be also with this goblet. You can't say, I have 10 reviews, I'm not going to have 19 people drink, you should have a rope review. No, but then it's not going to have a rope, we told Kulo. That's what occurred to me. I didn't look at the beer I grow. You have to open up to the Gro, please, over here. See what he says in Tov Ayin Beis Tes. See what the Gro says, which indicates to the Mishnah Brura that you don't even need that. Wait a minute. Excuse me. It's not the Gro. Close it. No Gro. He says, Mama Mordechai, because of the Ran Behedja. The Ran Behedja? Where did the Ran say that? What do I say that? The Ran said, "Dukshosik ochad v'chad rubash al revius." I agree, but it doesn't say how big the kos has to be. I don't know. I'm not just a horror, the lashon of the mechaber. Okay. Oh. Then the mechaber says, "Halacha lemaisa v'yishta kulo aruba." What kind of language is that? Kulo aruba. Make up your mind. Either kulo aruba. So what's the usual answer we have in this kind of situation? Oh. Kana chatchila v'kampe diyevin. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Vilna Gaon says so. Kulo lechatchila and ruba v'diyevin. How does the Vilna Gaon know that? Then I looked up. Because it says over here in the Gemara, Yotza v'hu d'shasa ruba d'kasa. Now the word Yotza has a connotation. Yotza. V'diyevin. He did it, it's Yotza. But it's not a chatchil, it's not ideal. That's how the Vilna Gaon knew that when it says you should drink a robe, it's only a bidiyevet, not a chatchil. Chatchil, you should drink a full revius, a full revius. And indeed, Tosfos says a beferish l'chara. Let's open to the Tosfos on Kuf Ches and Beis, if you're not open there yet. Ruba de Casa, Haino Kimelo Lugmov Kid the Parishis Liel, Umil the Chatchila Tzarech Lishtos Revius. There it is, the Farish. So Kulo Arubo means the Chatchila you have to have Kulo. It's an Ophana Tarsus. However, it seems to me, Rabbosai, from the Lush of Tosfos, that there's no din that you have to have the full coat. It's enough to have what? A full revius. That's very relevant. You have a coast. The coast is big. And you don't want to drink so much water. You get sick. And you can't find a smaller coast. So, as long as you drink a revius, and the revius is the robe of the full coast, I put the yotzi in the chatchila. You're drinking the majority of the coast. The coast is 5.5 ounces. You drink 3 ounces. So you also the cholade. The cholade for you.
No, what's shiur kos? What's the shiur kos mean? What's the liquid measure you're drinking? What the cup you're paying?
You didn't pay attention. You also the cholade. I'm drinking 3 out of 5.5 ounces. You also the cholade.
Right.
I'm asking a different question now. I'm not doing 2 days to tell us directly in the Shulchan. It relates to the right question. And that is, this person who drinks the full revius, 3 ounces, out of a 5.5 ounce kos, is the yotza the chatchila b'diyev. That's what I want to know. Not quoted Shulchan. The Chavis said, Kulo Arubo, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gra. The Chatchila Kulo B'diyevet Rubo. The Gra quoted Atosis. Yivil the Chatchila Tzarech Lishtos Revius. Doesn't say, Tzarech Lishtos Kol HaKos. Tzarech Lishtos Revius. And maybe if he drinks the Revius, and the Revius is the majority, he's got the Chatchila. Yes, David. I'm going to take the Kash. I just want to...
No, that doesn't indicate anything. Because Tzarech Lishtos Revius.
No.
In other words,
that's
no, not that he says that it's close to a coast. He doesn't read that coast is a relevant issue. So for sure he's not going to tell you to drink all the coast.
Okay.
The Rambam says coast is a relevant issue. Maybe he could say a whole physical cup.
Very good, very good. So I think David is right. According to the Rambam, the way Ireland shot on the Rambam anyway, it's muchach that way. If you have a revius, you also the chatchil. Because the revius is a separate coast. I think you're right. That's the answer you meant. Okay, good. According to the Ramban doesn't go for the lumpness of the Ran, that every revius is considered a separate coast, and if he requires that you drink a majority of the coast, no matter how big it is, that's as far as the Ikara Din is concerned, Ruba the Kasa. However, still one still might say, even according to the Ramban, a person drinks a coast, I'll give you an example, the coast holds 6 ounces, and he drinks 5.75, and just a little bit left in the bottom, which is not yours, it's good to the last drop. What's it called, Maxwell House, is that the right one? Has to be a Maxwell House code. That's talking about Maxwell House Agoda. That's the pshat. That's why Maxwell House did all the Agodas. Good to the last drop. Not the whole like the Ramban. You have the mamish to the last drop, and if you have one, you leave one drop in the bottom of the becher, so you're not the yotza of the chatchila. Ah, come on. I thought, may I time a goof? As long as you have a full revius, it's good enough. You're even the chatchila. I saw in the Sefer Moed the Muzman, he talks about this question. In Simon Reish Nun Hei. He says he thinks he yotzi even the chatchila. as long as they have a full revias. And he says to Machlokas, various achronim. I looked up his achronim. I didn't see a raya either way from his achronim. But I put Mitzvah, so I called it Iran for sure. And the Mishnah Berurah possibly doesn't like the Iran. And even according to Ramban, I think it's certainly possible to say it that way. But that's what I do. I don't drink the whole coast. It's a cold coast, every last drop. You know, Mamash gets sick. I drink a revias. I drink much more than a revias. I don't take a chance with a 3 ounce revias, even though that's the din. But you know, thank God I'm able to take a little bit of wine. So I have more than 3 ounces. But the whole coast, I have a good majority of the coast. Without a majority of Ruba de Minkara.
Why would Ramban calculate the things that get a full revias as opposed to a half a revias? It doesn't seem to give any significance to it. It's totally probably on the coast. The Revius is irrelevant. There's no shaitis to Revius anywhere in Kokos Arbokosis. Why would suddenly pop up a thing? A lechachila to drink a whole Revius instead of a rope coast, which is recorded.
And okay, now, it could be a quarter of a bad, there's no lechachila at all. Just drink a rope coast, it's not lechachila.
I'd rather, if you can bring a lechachila, the lechachila from Rambat, you would
be. What lechachila? Rambat doesn't say anything about lechachila.
If you just claim that the Shulchan Aruch, Ruvo Kulo, is a lechachila to drink rope, to drink the coal of Bashir, the coal of Bashir should be a full cup.
He said, and then after that, then he goes right there. He says, then he has it more than, he's talking about the basic root of the coast. Shira coast revius. Kulo Aruba, talking about a coast of revius now. Then later he begins if there's more than one revius in the coast. And then he doesn't go in, then he doesn't say Kulo Aruba again. So it's not right from Lashon.
That's
not a riot question. Okay. Riot's an unanswered question, unresolved question. And so we're only dealing about the Chatchila. And the quote that Iran is certainly also the Chatchila. So I don't see any reason to get yourself drunk and have every last drop. Yes?
Chumrah?
No. No.
So if we're saying now that in order to be able to feel you have the Vias Shalom.
That's what Mishnah Berurah said. Don't blame me for that. Mishnah Berurah said the chatchila costs the gra. You're right. That is correct. Someone who is alcohol resistant and he's low in alcohol intolerance, so he has to be owed to the Yevon. Halavai, we should be owed to all the mitzvahs, at least for the Yevon. Halavai. Maybe, yeah. But that's how the Gra is in this, and the Tosfos said so, and others say so. So I don't know if Tosfos says this eliminate that completely. Yes, ma'am.
Why should we?
Good question. What do you say? Okay, well, I'll come to that in a minute. Yeah.
This week, if you felt strongly for the Galakos to use the wine.
I agree, I still feel strong.
Okay, so now maybe it would be better, which way is better? Maybe it's better to drink grape juice if you say both this and get the full cup.
Out of the question. Drink wine, 3 ounce cup, drink 1.6 and the Yotze, that's all. Finished.
I think, why wouldn't it be better to
giving up an interest
in? I don't understand, what are you doing? Huh? If you hold that wine in the arcade, which many folks can hold, then you're playing with that's 20 ounces of grape juice. What good does that do? Okay, Rabosai, Shaila is a serious, serious Shaila. The Briska Rav points out, we've already pointed out, we mentioned a number of times, that according to the Shita on Tosfos now, not the Rabbi and the Briska Rav, his own Shita with his whole the rib for the Tosfos seems to equate what with what? Come on. Kiddush with what? With Abakar, they're basically the same thing. So bother me, Akasha. Why does Tosfos say that you have to have the Chatchila? Sarah Lishos reveals. According to Shita, Rambam and the Rif and all those and requires the din of Shdia, which exists exclusively in Arbakos, doesn't exist by Kiddush. I understand very well why it's supposed to the Chatchila have the entire coast. Right? Ruba the Kula is with the Yevon, Kula is the Chatchila, fine. But according to Shita Tosfos, Tosfos themselves should be the Shitas. Tosfos learns the way the Briskov explained back on that side he tests, and that's Kufches. With Kuv Zayin and all over the place. He has this equation between Kiddush and Abakos, speaking right in. So why in the world should you be required to have a Furavir? Tell me, is there a din you have to have a Furavir by Kiddush? You ever hear by Kiddush, the Chatchila drink the Furavir? I never heard of it. By Kiddush, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, have to drink them below Lugmah. That's it, the end. There's no need to have a Kula Revias. So, according to the Briska Rav's Pshat and Tosfos, And Tosafot Mikra did that Avakos is the same as Kiddush, so why should you have to drink a full Revius? So I'm asking Mayor Yor Kashman compounding it. If the Rambam would say so, no. Rubo Kakulo says you should tap the Shech, the full condemnation, also the Postman said. Right? So here too, you should, But according to Shitas, Tosafot Shitas, it doesn't work out. That's what bothered me. All that Lubum is the same as Revius. What is that? What is less than Revius? Sure. Physically less. We'll see later what the details are. So I'll tell you what I was thinking.
I can get three answers.
By the way, before I go further, what's the brisk rub you saw inside? What's his main raya that he brought? That is, according to this Mahalach Tosfos, and those who follow Tosfos, there's no difference between Kiddush and Avakos. It's derived from the Bir Agro. The Vilna Gaon Nichlas Kiddush has the following shot, 2 days from the Machaber. So the Dinah Malon Lugbov. Can you combine the drinking of two different people to constitute a Malon Lugbov? What do you say, Josh? Yes or no? Kiddush. You drink a half of Malon Lugbov, and someone's drinking a half of his Malon Lugbov. What do you say? I would have grave doubt for a different reason. Because his Lugmov is different than my Lugmov. How do you combine the... whatever, okay. But the 2 days in Machaber. The Vilna Gaon quotes a raya on both sides that it works. That you can combine the drinking of more than one person to achieve the shear of Lugmov. You know what he brings a raya from? Our Gemara. Kuf ches amit beis. Hishkeman the bon of Lugmov. Beis so yotza. Has a grown-up shot. That between you and your wife and your son and your daughter, the nuclear family, you attain Ruba the Kasim. That's an Agrolim Pshat. So if that's Pshat in the Gemara, what do you see clearly? That you can have a little Lugma combined among different people. The Vilna Gaon was arrived. What do you see from the arrival of the Vilna Gaon? What do we equate? Arba Kosis with what? With Kiddush. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. Now, of course, the way we said before, for Rabbeinu David, it's Naraya. Rabbeinu David, the way we live, Shat David, or the Ryan, everyone has to drink the fact they're over Revius, but that's what the Vilna Gaon's bringing in Ryan.
Why does that make it worse than the
Brisker? No, I didn't answer the question. I just mentioned what this Raya is. The Brisker's Raya from the Vira Gro. The Gro equated the two of them, that's all. So I thought the Pshat and Tosfos based upon the earlier Tosfos. Yidayai and Yotza. What does it say in Tosfos? Read the Tosfos, two lines. Yidayai and Yotza Pirish. Yidayi Simchas Yontif. The South, the Dayat Nechol, the Tiku Dalat Tosfos. Lo Nafik Midei Simchas Yontif, Elim Ken Yotza Dei Arba Kosis, Kamash Malon. So what ended my mind was maybe unbelievable Pshat, but I've done nothing really better. Maybe the fact of the Chatzchila, you have to drink the a full Revius, the Fishidus and Tosfos, not because of Vilchus Kiddush, not because of Vilchus Arba Kosis, because of Vilchus Simchas Yotif. I mean, Mechadish, the Bachlan Kasapolskim, not really just told me, that the Simchas Yotif needed a Revius. And maybe the Pshat in our Tosfos is that you would have had a Havamina to say that if you don't have Simchas Yotif, you can't even fulfill the Arba Kosis. Kamash Malon, no. You can fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, even though he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Arba Kosis, because it was all... Hold on a second. So you drag it all about that. But Meidach, he's on the other side, because there's a link the other direction too. That a person should the Chatzchila drink enough wine, that the wine should be a fulfillment each cup of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. For that you need a full review. That's why I love Pshat Matosis. Maybe, it's based upon the fact that you have to have Simchas Yontif in each of the Arba Kosis. Otherwise, we don't understand the Vishidus HaTosis, Befrat, Yuchad, why it should require a Revius. Of course, I'm right, in order to Revius is certainly doubtful, as opposed to Kosis. Revius is a Revius, it's a Shir for Shtiyas Yayim, for Simcha. Then Revius would be Meduyah. Yes? Who said you don't? No. That's for Kiddush. Kiddush Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's not that below Lugmov.
That's what I'm saying.
required on the Yom Tov.
And achinami, you'll have a little lugma of wine from the Kiddush cup, and you have to have a little bit more to make it. Yes. You have to have a revius.
Why can't you have more lugma of kosis and you'll drink more wine than you?
No, but that's the whole var. The Gemara established the link between Simchas Yontav and Arba Kosis. That's what Tosfos said.
So
the Chatchila link.
The answer is just, you drink more lugma for Kiddush. And for your din Simchas Yontav, you'll add your...
Exactly. So. It's unrelated, but in the Arba Kosis, it is related. That's the way you said Psha. Okay, Rabotai. Now I want to digress for a moment. I mean, it's not really a digression, it's a very important halachic shaila. To discuss with you, friend, what kind of wine you drink for avocados? So the Ran speaks about it over here, about whether the wine has to be red or not. And the backdrop is the Gemara Mepureshet over here, which he read on Kuf Chesam and Beis, which says what? Rav Yehuda Omer. So Shiebum Tamu Mara. Omarova my time of Yuda Dhsiv, Alteira Yayin ki is Adam. So based on this, the Rapotskin will maintain that wine has to have a look. What do you mean a look? Everything looks like something. We'll see soon, the Ran will see soon. The wine has to be red. The wine has to be red. The wine has to be red. And if you look at the bottom curse, he says, Hocha Maisi Aikra, the Chashivas Yayin Adam. Look there, Shama Furish. We don't have to look so far. We can see it over here in our Ran. Page 44. Please turn to page 44. Towards the bottom. Garcina the Perak Amocha Peris. The last paragraph on the page. Kama chivaria, what's chivaria mean?
White
wine, mouth. Amale al teri yanki sada, pirish, and kiddush can be boile. Name of the kiddush is in the sachem. Abalek, the name of the sachem, bilchul kamale, then can abalek the fruisha became the posh of the name al teri yanki sada. Shmara the chamar, chivaria, and posh of the kiddush. You hear this? You can't make kiddush on white wine. The imtomar, hechi, a sixth of the posh, or tani the hakam, and pirkin, of kufchesam and beis, of yuda, omar. Achim and Tam Umar Yayin. Omarova my time Rabbi Yudak Alteriaki Sadam Bihlad the Pligar Abonale. And we passed like Rabbana presumably. Umaka be borla Ikalame Allah Ikalame Allah Bina. Upasha Rabbi Yuda, we pass on the Khura. Inami, Lo Pligir Abonale at all. Biafa Gab this Mishmay the Rabbi Yuda Itmar Matinakayot was that. You have ever found it on Machlok. Kosta Rab Banzal Rafila Bidiyevit. Kiddush b'yayin, love and loyotza. Yes, loyotza. The milishna da ad sheba mara yayin, I feel the yevid mashma. I'm a pisha of Yishalmi, I'm Rav Yirmi, a mitzvah that's b'yayin adam. My time I'll tell you yayin kisadam. I feel it with the yevid nami yud who? The lek, the lemeim of the lechat chila b'lchudu de komar. The mi no tasty, how do you know? He boy, he croaked the chsiv. If you need yayin kisadam. Big one? No, I mean Mr. Brewer. Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Oops. Backwards. The Mechaber quotes 2 days, and it's a serious shaila. It's Simon Ayin Reish Beis. Why is it called Ayin Reish Beis? Should be hungry, right? Thirsty. The Mechaber says, the Kachin be Al Yayin Lover. 1 minute. He quotes the Rambad's opinion, who passes it even with the Yevon. I will not feel another of it, nor the Chamam with the presumably. Who minig a olam kisvara rishona. The minig is to be made. Says the Mishnah Brewer, whoops. Who bel your rabba macha to be yayin, shu love and yosef, he died. Too white, completely white. Nochon lochush, v'tas the Rambad. Shu lo v'tadeh, shu love, ela b'shat ha-tchak. What's that mean? She'ein lo adam. Or, Adam is no good, he can't stand it for some reason. So I would say it's followed.
I don't know, very white. I guess there's different shades. You have like, you know, pale, pink, you know, all kinds of things.
Well,
I don't know. What is rosé? What does it look like? Pink. The pink is in between. That's what he said. It's not Yael Lagamre. Yael Lagamre. I'll call upon him. It seems to me that if a person likes red wine, you don't like it. You don't like it. The difference is to worry about it. But if you like red wine, you should be makel lechatchila to use red wine. Ramban calls for the Kiddush afilu b'di'evet. He quotes the Ramban's opinion, who passes it even b'di'evet. I will mabdil and all of it, no worse to chaman b'di'evet, presumably. U'mineg ha'olam kisvara rishona. The mineg is to be made. Says the Mishnah Berurah, whoops. U'bel yorab ha'masha the b'yayin shulav and yosef b'di'ai. Too white, pretty white. Nochon lochush v'das the Ramban. What's that mean? She'ein lo Adam. Or Adam is no good. He can't stand it for some reason. So I would say it's valid. I don't know. Very white. I guess there's different shades. You have like, you know, pale, pink, you know, what kind of things. I don't know. What is rosé? What does it look like? Pink. The pink is in between. That's what he said. It's not Yael Lagamre. Yael Lagamre. I'll call upon him. It seems to me that if a person likes red wine, you don't like it. You don't like it. The difference is to worry about it. If you like red wine, you should be makel lechatchila to use red wine. That's what we use. We use red wine because that's it's in the mitzvah of lechatchila. Someone who can't stand red wine is a shaila. What should he do? Should he have the red one she does not like to be chosh for shidus or ramban, or should he have the white one which is better and tastier, etc.? It's a hard question to answer. Those who the minigol is to be makel and have the white one, but it's not perfect.
Yeah.
Red,
white,
white, yeah, white.
Well, he's still drinking the white.
White wine superior. The more fancy
white wine, yeah? Cost more? Yeah. Alpha pique, yeah?
What if you have like you have a 5 shekel bottle of wine and a 35 shekel bottle of gum, like white one?
I would never buy expensive wine. We have to waste money on wine for.
But
buy gold, see what happens. If you're menagim. Kavis Ilchus Pesach, let's quote it again. This is an Ilchus Shabbos. Ilchus Pesach, Tuf Ayin Beis, again it's quoted. Same business. Tuf Ayin Beis, Rabosai, same shayla comes up again. What should he use? The white wine or should he use the red wine? So the Mishnah Berurah writes over here like this. The Chavis says, Mitzvah Lachazar, Lach Tarach Ayin Odom. And Ramoyez, Im Ein Halovon Meshubach Vimenu. The white wine is better, should use better white wine. The Ramos Psak. The Ramos is not so worried about the Ramban sheet. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Ches. The Chsiv Al Teri Ayin Ki is Adam. Alma. The Ad Mimus Malav HaChashivus. And that's even in Kiddush. Kavachayma when it comes to what? Arba Kaisis. Why? Unbelievable. Pshat he told him over here. V'o Zechel is Damiyas. Shehoya Paro Shochet B'nei Yisro.
Whee!
The It's another reason why he would more prefer it. Then he says, hold on. Hold on. Be patient. Uvim komo shemitsuyin agoyim lahadil alilo shkorim, famous blood libel, nimnoi milikach yayin odom. I wouldn't be surprised if Father Amos, you know, he goes very easily goes to white wine, and he's never, what he saw, and what he knew about in Europe with those crazy, crazy, unbelievable things. You know, it's crazy the world is today, but Alila Sam is the craziest thing in history. Absolutely crazy. Always pays a price. Always. Exactly. We're talking about, you know, Mishagas. Talk about Mishagas. The Torah has been favorish. Not talking about today when people aren't from. All Jews are from. The Torah says the favorish that you're not supposed to drink dam is so nimas by the Yid. And all of a sudden they think of a crazy story. I mean, it's just crazy, crazy. They kill the Jewish, they kill the Christian child, and then they make them die. Crazy. And you know what's going on until this century? I mean, Bayless was really a Lila's down. I mean, that's really what it was. I got it in the mail. She was sending his autobiography. Unbelievable. Who knows? I guess they killed 6 million Jews, more unbelievable. So what's the, they only try to kill one. To this day, you have to worry about that. The rabbi said, to daven every day. Everyone should have extra special kavana. Ever since this year began, after special kavana that we say in the Tachnunim at the end of davening, Hofer Atas Atosam Mekalkel Machshavta. All those are trying to undo us. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu is some of the foil, the plots, to ruin their thoughts. That's what I have in mind. All these things going on there, it's thrown. I don't know what's good or what's bad. I want a Kaddish Baruch Hu, a Choshem, or a Laila Ro. Whoever wants bad for the Jews, whoever's included in that category, whether it be a Goy or not, whatever it may be, Kaddish Baruch Hu should foil the plot. Foil it. That's it. The Machshava shouldn't work. That's a special Kavanah. Because we still are not out of the woods yet. Until Mashiach comes out of the woods. Yes?
I can understand what the same is half red wine, but like symbolic with the blood.
No.
But during the year, I mean, if the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Vinik Olam is to be followed to drink white wine, so I mean, why were you feeling that you shouldn't sit on the Shulchan? Why do you feel Takhila to...
Rabban, so they're not Yoyt, even with the Yevim.
That's so good about the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. It says, when the Holt is Mishan, it's the Holt from everything.
No,
it's
completely wrong. If the Mechaba thought the Rabban Shita was nothing, he wouldn't have even quoted it. The Mechaba leaves...
He quoted it.
Excuse me. The Mechaba leaves out Shitas, every Kassimon, he leaves out 100 Shitas. Quote something, it's not completely rejected. He said, alright, the minute is to be made. Chachilo, it should be
made.
I'm not going against the minute. That's not going against the
minute.
The minute, I don't
have to be
surprised. Those who are.
You drink your white wine, it's finished.
That's all. I'm not saying it's finished. You can't drink white wine. So the Chachilo, I'm calling the Mr. Brewer. The Chachilo should drink red wine. I think he's 100% right. Yes.
Blue color
is dangerous, I think. But if I put a drop of red wine in, yeah, okay.
No,
put in a little bit of red wine, it makes it red. I don't know, you have to bring the Ramban back for life. See what's called red, what's not called red. I don't know how to define red exactly. Why not? What? Not food. Well, even food. I don't know. You mix it. Has to look right. You mix it.
It has to look like red wine.
So I mix red wine into white wine. I put in red wine into white wine. Now my guess is a little red wine will go a long way in making the rest of it white, because red is a very powerful, strong color. Not true?
No, I don't know, but even so, it's not red wine.
You're not looking for wine that looks red.
What's the point? Wine is to remind you of certain things. So
no.
If it's red, no, what's
no,
the
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yes. Carbonated wine. Wow, delicious.
Someone
I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, someone pointed out to me. Header and the sparkling grape juice, like all of the things they're saying, Roy, you're kiddish, Roy, you're this.
Yeah.
And the sparkling grape juice, they have the cost of work drug up, and they don't write Roy, you're kiddish.
Maybe the tail of a rough hold. Wait a minute, we're not finished yet. Before maybe it's with disrespect, but maybe the tail of a rough hold. That's if it's carved, it's not good for Kiddush, because he said he doesn't want to write. Well, how about sparkling? Is it carbon one on the kettle?
Yeah, sure.
What's it called?
Optical.
Why is it carbon?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Bartholomew was a parish in the Mishnah, the last I heard. This man is an expert here. Wow. How do you eat cream red cocktail without just something? Plain wine. Look, not so bad. My father took a lot. So I already. All right. So, but the mile of the cream red is that Malaga is 12% alcohol. Now this is out to
what?
Nine? Eight, I think. So then it's down to eight. That's why I drink it. My brother gave me the idea. He told me instead of drinking the 12, drink it down to eight. I heard that some of them are the six.
I was looking for something. I found. I was looking for myself.
I have to try to drink it one day. Excuse me. Experiment for a face. Anyway, let's go back. Is there anything 6%? I'm just curious. I want to talk. You told me this last year, right? You told me this. Yes, sir.
I don't know which one.
Dry, I can't.
Tastes terrible.
Yeah. I'll leave it. It's a 7 and 8. That's another issue. The Chalak, if you're the Kiddush, the famous Yiddish Rambam, you can't be Yotze Kiddush unless you have the same space as saying Mamaba Basra. You have to be Yayin a royal and Nasech Hagavi HaMizbeah. The quote the most Mishomah just means it shouldn't be ruined. It shouldn't be ruined. But according to the Rambam takes it literally. And for this reason, Rambam passes up Yayin Bavushal for Kiddush. He passes up Yayin Kudvitim, which has sugar mixed in, for Kiddush. The according to the Rambam, you have to use, I think, Concord, unsweetened, all natural, non-cooked, whatever it may be, it's hard to get that. I'm not mocked for the Rambam cheese. There's a limit. Right. Okay. Now, let's discuss a little bit further this issue of the Hishka Banav of Nebesa. What is it exactly does it mean? So the Mishnah Brewer right over here, in Tav Ayin Bay. The Mechaber says as follows. Hinoka Shigil Lechinuch. Mitzvah Litan Lecholechat Koso Lefonov. That's based on our Gemara, right? Machlokas HaTanoim. Says the Mishnah Brewer Mem Zayin. Ayin the Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. Sifke Gimel. Bebir Alocha. Shetzi Dadnu. The Koton Eino Tzorech Lishtol Tzro Revius. Rak Kimlo Lugmov Didei. Enough that he has his own Melo Lugma. This is the Mishnah Brewer quoting himself. The Bir Halacha 200 Simanim earlier. Alright? So the bottom in Samach Aleph is a fascinating Sharatiyah that I asked you to look at. Sharatiyah is like this. Ubezehev Shalayashiv Tzas Mashahikshu Utois Misham Mephorshim. Behold, Amarashas Hishka Lubana Vechulei. Who the shasaruba the kasa imkain heich yotzu b'miut koso leman desvile daf katanim chayavim. That's basically the round kasha, right? How can more than one person be yotzu with the kos? Says the rabbi, says the pshati, l'zareinu esher shamiut hoya dailahen l'mlo lugmav dirhu. That the miut is enough for them l'mlo lugmav. In other words, the question is as follows. Apparently, they assume it's talking about a plain kosher for one revius, and still more than one person can be yotzei to assume. He says the reason is, although it's true that usually kimlo lugmav is a rov revius, and the Ran said we saw the Ran beferish, but you need both for arba kosher. Remember what you saw?
That's the Rambam we saw yesterday. I mean, the command to shut the roof of the casa. So what do you need? You need rove kos, and you also need kimlo lugmah up to a full revius. That's what the Rambam explained over here. So the Mishnah Berurah is suggesting over here in the Shaar HaTzion, and that's by a bar mitzvah book. So someone is under bar mitzvah, then if he has a malo lugmah of his own little cheek, so then it's good enough for holiday. He doesn't need rav kos. Doesn't need rav avias. Nothing. Whatever his own little cheek holds. That's what he suggests in the Shaar HaTzion. That's what he says. Yes.
Is he saying that in general, someone's lugmah, even if they're old enough, is smaller than a rav avias?
We'll get to it.
That,
no, that's just it's not that way. It's only belonging on it by a cut. Now, I had a question on the Shaar HaTzion's question. One second, patient. Okay. I had a question on the Shaar HaTzion's question. Wait a minute. Why do you say that the role reveals in the Mir Takos? What's his kasha? What's the toast in the Shaar HaPorshim? How can there be also the Mir Takos? Say the Mir Takos contains what? Contains the role reveals? Maybe also the role of Kos, like the Ramban says. Oh, so then, all right. So the Ramban is stuck, and then you can only give an answer. Well, a cut on the bar mitzvah is a different din. He can have a low lugmah no matter what. Good enough. In any event, you get the impression, as David asked over here, there's no fundamental difference between a gadol and a cut. No. Even a gadol can have a low lugmah maker a din according to this svara, even if it's less than a revius. The role of revius, rather. It just says, you know, make or by a cut, not by a cut. Where's that? That's in the Bi'ur Loch he sends you to. I, Reish, I, and Aleph, Sif, Yud, Gimel. What does he say there? Because many, many things. This is the one on the Ma'am Bekomis. I assume you all saw this by now? I hope. You didn't see it? The Ma'am Bekomis already last week. Early on. This is a... Already last Wednesday or Tuesday, it's a long time ago we had this in the night. The 2-2 Bi'ur Halachos here, back to back, both very important. It's like this. Not everybody saw this, I think. You know, we should Xerox this. You know, we should look at the size. They're both on the same page. It's hard for me to explain things to them. I mean, don't have it in front of them. You want? They'll make me 20 copies. And you want you to take this, but you can get a different one. It's more flexible. Kale Kimmel, not the wrong Kale. Okay. Record. Let's see, there's two Bi'ur Halachos. We have the first one in entirety, and the second one will have to have half of it. Okay, on both sides. Bahu Rubo, I'm the Mishnah Berurah. Everyone see the, everyone have it?
No.
Well, pass, you don't have to one for every, but one for every two people will be just right. This says pass half of them along. You made 20, there aren't 40 people in the Shia. Just pass them, yeah, give me this one. Revolve it. Bahu Rubo, I'm the Mishnah Berurah. The Chen Sasa La Shulchan Aruch Le'al Sinan Kuf Tzadi. Where does this come from? Who says the Bechavah said on top? I think I'm a little lugmo. What does that mean? Call she is al candle at Sarecha Bepiv via Rom lo lugma. What does that mean? You push it to one side of the mouth, and that's considered to be a malo lugma. Alright, that's the din. And what is that? Who Ruba shall revius? What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Ruba shall revius, hai ba'odam benani, marzik shiuro. For an average person. An average person is a row of revius.
Aber Adam Gadol bi Yosef, a Sharirin Kadol was the day, if he got though. The calm gone lot so boy this is favor of you. That's the run. More of you don't have to drink. That's the end. Finished. Okay. Now we go to the beer law. I am the brewer, Shulchan Aruch, Kufsari, Ushidas Atosis, Ushar Poskim. Where's the Tosis? Let's open the Gemara, Rabbi Osai. Tosis Kufsari we saw yesterday, I think, did we not? I read it. Kuf Zayin Amar Aleph. He says that the amount that's filled up one side is just a majority, a small majority. I'm talking for the average person. Of revius. Tarina the Kaman Vahu the Shasa Ruba the Kasa. That's the whole right. The whole place that we know in Gan Shah. That's the Kimlo Luba, not Milo Luba. Kimlo Luba, which is on one side, is the majority of the revius. The only source for it is right here. Our Gemara. Our Gemara. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house.
Smaller guy.
Smaller guy. We should need less to Pashka. That's what we just got to say. That's the Mishnah Brewer. We saw that in the first Pesach. He says, for a cut, can be made. Let's see what it says. Let's now look at this Bi'er Halacha and see what it says more precisely. He says, I'll be Simon Tov Reish Yud Bei Yosef Tes. Hetek HaMechavet Deshiyuro Uporos Merevius. Ukedas HaRan HaMuv HaShem Beis Yosef. That's our Ran. Take a look at the Ran over here, Abosai, please. The Ran on page 44. We read this yesterday in Shir. The Ran on page 44, the whole discussion, Dibamatul Imtam, which we saw already. Nowhere does he say that the Shear of Kimlo Lukmav is Rob Revius. He just says it's less than Revius. Doesn't say how much. Doesn't say, no indication how much than less than Revius it is. Doesn't say a word. Doesn't say. So how much less? We don't know. It's be Machmir. Maybe we should have, what do they call it today? Epsilon less than the Revius. Well, 90% of the Revius. Doesn't say how much. So he asks the Kasha like this. To the Gemara, Paragel, Meki Purim, Losh, Amin, and Elder, Kimo, Lugma, who promised the Revius. Doesn't say how much less. The Tema, Loma, Lo, Avia, Mechaber, Khan, Dasaran, Achille, Beshem, Yesham, the Mechaber himself, it says on Nilchus Yom Kippur. The Shia of the Ran, Pogos Merevius. So why does he say this? Not Rubash Merevius. He's so lenient, just like this. 51%? No, you need 90%. That's a kasha from the Tosfos Shabbos. That's the Bialach of Efshar. Loma. The Shah of the Mar in the Chiyav Khatas. Nokar Ashir, Lul Chayav Lechuliyam. Lenin is Surah, Filu Kol, Shu, Asa Menatar. Storm of the Chiyav. Aval Hachal in the Kiddush. The Shir Atima over the Rabbonah. Samach atos to shari poskim to die but rov revius to other menini to zel shiura. It's makel, shun. I am a little bit bothered, I have to be honest with you. I never realized it before. I'm a little bit bothered by this cooler. I can't go against the Mechaber. The Mechaber said it's enough, and the Ruvah's Rovah's Rovah's enough, it's Rovah's enough. Who goes to argue? But Im Kozer, I'm not so sure it's right. La Locha. Because don't forget, the whole mocker for the shear of Rov being Malugma is a Tarsus Kuv Zayin. And Tarsus Kuv Zayin, as I implied to you earlier, is Lashit Tasa, with Tarsus Tzadik Tez, Tarsus Kuv Ches, it's all one big Shita. What do they equate? Come on, again. What are they equating? No, Kiddush with Arba Kursus. But according to all those poskim, with the Rambam, with the Rif, with the Marami Prag, with the Brisker Rov, and all those who go with that Mahalach who say, you cannot assume automatically an equation between one and what? An equation between one and what? No, between, hello, between Arba Kursus and Kiddush. If you cannot make such an equation, then all bets are off. You have no Mokar and Shas anywhere to just come up to say, and the Shia Malugma is a rogue review. There's no source in the world to say that. The only source is we saw the Tosfos Kuzayin. It's only our Gemara. But who the Shas or Ruba the Kata? But who said that Ruba the Kata is not locha by what? By Arba Kaisis. When it comes to Kiddush, the difference is, Malugma, whichever is greater, so the Meraz is, wears the first cup, wears two hats, wears a hat of Kiddush and a hat of Arba Kaisis. That's not both Chumras, as the Ran points out. So we have no basis whatsoever to assume that the Shia of Olugmov is only a row of reviews, maybe it's three quarters of the reviews. How do you know? So therefore it seemed to me that the Chathil Adu Chumra now, Chumra of the month. Now my Chumra, the Torah of Shabbos is Chumra. The Chumra of the month is, the Chathil, a person should drink, even in Kiddush now, he should drink close to a review. Not because of Simchas Yontif, or not because of Rubu Kakula being a bit Yevet. No, nothing with that. Because we don't know how much Lalugmav is. We always assume Lalugmav is a head to Rov Revius. Sure, we know it's an Offen of Mechaber, an Offen of Tarsus. But the way we're saying that, our Tarsus is linked to connect with the other Tarsus, the Tzadik Tes. And the Tarsus of Kufkas, would you allow in your family, or you are sitting with your father by the Seder, would you sit there, I'm not going to drink wine this year, I rely on Tarsus of Sheet, not the Tzadik Tes. Are you crazy? No one relies on that Tarsus of Sheet. Ever drinks. No, you can't, because we pass in the halacha that certainly the chaskila, and it could be even be the Eved. Eved has to drink from his own arba kaisis. Once you say that, it's a tzvei that it's a din. So then, huh? Just drink. I don't know how much. Maybe the rabbi doesn't say how much it is. No, not like Kiddush. That's exactly the point. Tosas does this rov revius, but Tosas is all based on the other sheet Tosas. I'm not so sure. But this Tosas Shabbos is Chumra, that's such a crazy Chumra.
So how does the Ran hook it up back to Kiddush?
The Ran does talk about Kiddush. Sure, the Ran's the Farish, right? Page 44. This is the Farish. Hani Milan in Kiddush. There's a whole piece about Kiddush. And the Shear is, you have to have below Lugmo. Whatever that means. Either a Revius, or below Lugma, whichever is less. And how much, what percentage of a revius is the average person below Lugma? It doesn't say. That's what a Tosas Shabbos says here. It doesn't say. Could be 90%. We don't know. You can't just have 51% of the revius. So I'm saying, for those who like wine, okay, you don't like wine, I can't say. For those who like wine, they should have the drink three ounces for Kiddush, or 3 ounces.
Sure.
Right? Grape juice. I think make Kiddush on grape juice. The Chathil should have 3 ounces. I'll tell you a secret. Perhaps don't have to have it anyway because of Brocha Krona. You have to have a review. Suffolk. Not looking very Suffolk Brocha Krona. Sure it is. Sure. Anything. Look at Shulchan Aruch. Look at Brocha Krona. Sure. Anyway. Rabosai. Let's go back to the Bir Halacha. Back to the drawing board. Vida. The Milashona Mashma the Bekotn the Fikotno Afshu Ben Yud Gimel Shona Lo Beina Na Filer Over Vias Pashup Shad Lo Lugma for Kiddush and Avinir Over Vias Chen Kosha Bederach Hakayim the Bekotn the Fikotno Vatam Kabol the Nidom Kippur the Vare Chayim Bottom Kotn a Filer Pogos and Over Vias Imu Kamo Lugma of the day the Miyas Vedaita Ayu Deze Yom Kippur Sikha the guy is very small and midget. So then, even a smaller amount, you'd have to have a, you would have, it would be enough. If you chayav Yom Kippur, it would be enough for Kiddush.
Ulanir's daidu says in Bir Alocha, Yesh Laim Bazeh. I'm not so sure what's right. The Mistima Tagmara Budashasa Ruba de Kata Mashma de Pogos Mishir Zeheno Yotze Bechol Gavno. You must have Rov Kos. Vod the Hiska Gemara Shir Dem Lalug Mavesh Lomar the Lashmina and the Adam Godel Havei Ashir Yosin Rov Revis Kemo Shekosav Amog and Avrov L'chum Rago Vein Arai Miyom HaKippur the Shom Atam Achiyu Mishom Yisuv Eidaita Kedis the Gemara Mashenken and Kiddush Esher Zakana Sakhame Ukach Sheyish the doctor of a kol shuv a kaddish olov. And if you're a smaller person, doesn't help. The kol shkein the das aran shedata the kimlo lugma v'adam benini who pachas niravis, which means a little bit pachas niravis. The vade eshloma the bechol adam afil katan biyoser v'lo lugma v'diday who lo pachas niravis. How much more is it than the average? Is more than that. Now he has the next line and a half, something which I thought was a double poshet, because we're used to the Brisker of Torah and the Rambam with the Riff and everybody. But he has it only as a, almost as an afterthought. And he doesn't give it that much credence and that much weight. After Midiri HaGemara Yesh Mitzchos Ktzat. And underline the word Ktzat. No, as one maybe can get out of the proof. How? The Tzat, Golden Dalat Kursus Rov Kosel Kuva. I feel the bottom cut on. Below in Kiddush the Alam Tzarchim B'chol Zeh. Not that we would jump on this Yesh. That's exactly what the Brisker Rav explains. And according to what we paskin, that you have to have written the rope the Abba Kos. You can't even see the Brach Ala Kos. Avad, you have to have a rope Kos, or a rope Revis. And if you're a small person, your Malugum is too small, so what? No good. So if your Lachas Diyek is correct, but only by Abba Kos, one night, two nights a year. He now wants to schlep this chumrah from our bakashas into every single Friday night and Shabbos morning. If you're a smaller person, you have to have a row of coats. I wouldn't have said that. But then he says, the dal, the Indian cotton mamish. What do you mean cotton mamish? That is a midget. He's under by mitzvah. Mishem mekadesh, mishem mitzvah, skinuch. The vada, yesh lismuch, lahokel. The diamond lulug of the day, shupachos meiro revius. That's what he quoted over here in Hilchos Pesach. That's what we just got through saying over here in Siman Tafayin Beis. He said, "Look what I wrote in the Bir Alocha." Remember that? Look what I wrote in the Bir Alocha. That cotton was under my mitzvah. It's enough to have a lulug of the day. Why is that? That's a good question. So the impression I get is, well, look, since even by someone who's over 13, he thinks there's a good grounds to be made, there's a possibility to be made. So even though, but for someone that will give me make. Laniyah's diet, you know. I lack the Yesh Litzchus Ktzat. I distinguish between what and what? No. Between what and what? No. Between Kiddush and what? And Arba Kursus. And by Kiddush, there's no such thing to cloud. Yeah, but the look of the day is good enough. You sue it died. There's taka and it's in by Kiddush. It's just that why have a drink from a Kiddush cup of chalal? You look in the Gemara and Erevin, in the Rashi there, Kanayu Lakos, that no one's drinking it. It's not right. There should be just left undrunk. But that's all. You have cover for the coast. So if you're a small person, if that's you, that's your fill, it's good enough. No, that's drink more lukma. Kach tiknu chazal. Doesn't matter, but the kachtek, you have to get Yosh Makim with the Evid. But when it came to Arba Kursus, if you ask me, Rabotai, Arba Kursus, I would say for Chinuch, the kid should drink the Rov Revius. The Rov Revius, okay, well, one and a half ounce, not so much, even a kid can have it. If it's wine, we discussed it, but we'll come to a little bit later also, the wine story. The kids are nimrod, it's only up to Tchia Ksat. Oh. Okay. We finished Baruch Hashem really the first Bialoch, the second one after the storm. We're not going to do that even today. But I want to go back to what the Mechaber said in the Hilchos Pesach. What the Mechaber said, I said, I read to you before, Tinoka Shigil Lechinuch Mitzvah. Don't throw it out, the Bialoch. We'll say at least that we have. We can look at it tomorrow, whenever we get to that anyway. Tinoko shigil lechinuch mitzvah lita nechalechat koso lefonah. Sometimes it's mitzvah. Mitzvah? You know what the word mitzvah usually implies? Yeah, it's a good deed. Good deed for the day. But it's not mitzvah. It's a chiyuv gomel. It's not a mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Avel ein ha'akev. What? It's an old samach and sharatin. Yeah. Chalk Yaakov. Why? Made the harbe poskim lo niskenu arba curses the tannin. Ucha Rabbi Yehuda. I with Gantz, Rambam, Rashbats, Maram Chalava. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? V'chima toelos, come on. Yes, if you know, because the ayin. Since many, we showed them all that way. So the mechavah says mitzvah. Mitzvah is to be machos, the other sheet. Look at Tzif Tezayin, unbelievable. Tzif Tezayin. Mitzvah lechalek v'chinokas kloyas v'gozim k'dei sheyiru shinu v'yishalu. Where'd that come from? Gemara. Who said so? Rav Yehuda. Why the chalosh mitzvah? What's this a mitzvah? Should be a chiyuv gomer. Should be a chiyuv gomer. What's going on over here? They get the impression that these two sifim are contradictory. Either you pass the like Tana Kama, you have to give coats, or you pass the Rabbi Yehuda, you have to give what? Kloyas v'agodas, v'achlokas in the brisa. Apparently the mechaber didn't want to take a stand. So they got to be both in their own mitzvah. Neither can say it's the Yizmach and Mamash, you want mitzvah, both of them. The truth of the matter is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need the coats, according to Tana Kama, you don't need the kloyas. So how would you pass it if you were writing your own Shulchan Aruch? I would suggest the Torah Rebbe have a wild shot. You put it from both. Spank it Rabbanah Lakum. Pull the Rabbanah. You put it from giving your kids Abakar. And you put it from giving out players for a ghost. You'll find different Shinui. Very good. Excellent. The Ram by the Abakar. First two, the last two. Find the right answer. If you're going to say the make of the first to win the last two, you will mevatel the entire takana of a seva by Abakar. That you can't do. That's too much. But over here, we're not discussing anything fundamental over here. Look, tanim. The other modes of Rishi Yishal. So therefore, memela, we can understand that maybe that's all mitzvah, because the Ikar Adin says, Svega Abana Kula both ends. Not about cost, not the Ikar Adin is a mitzvah. This answers the kasha by the Seder Orach. Someone else, you have it. What inflation, I think it went up $1 last year. But all right, now it's still worth it. The savings was on sale in the Haggadah section yesterday. Okay? Well, I paid $13.60. I was at that bargain. Of course, it's now $14.70. All right? So, what are you doing? Hold on. What's your money earning in the bank? What stock you have in the... Anyway. And I saw the third value. Where's the third value? It's the Haggadah. Yeah, that I knew I didn't buy. But the third I never saw. Now I thought I didn't buy it. Now I got it. Beautiful I got it, but I don't have a got it in my house. This vibe is a good vibe. This is great. The first one. Very good. Worth buying. Second, I got it. Russian, Busa, Schofel. I'm not against this chassam. I'm sure he's a very wonderful author. I'm sure it's beautiful. Maybe someone should buy it so I can borrow it or something like that. But I can't afford to buy all the Musa schmoozing on paper. Big problem in the phone, so you can't afford it. It's an impossibility. Every time I walk in there, I say, can't handle them itself. We have in the Mishnah. Handle them itself? No end. It can go broke completely. Anyway, he has the kasha in page Reish in the paper. He gets all page Reish, it's big, all the way at page Reish. Page Reish is not even one third of the way through the book. As you saw, because you bought it. Page Reish. He hasn't, I think it's right. Yeah. Kloyas v'gozim tinokos. He has a kasha in the bottom in footnote 21. How come no one does it? How come nobody does it? Sarachir. She'ein akol makpidim l'chalik kloyas v'gozim after the dinzeh v'vim v'gomorrah. What's going on over here? How's it looking, Aruch? Mishpat the base of the reverse of Ephraim. I go through mountain. I didn't look at these places. Yes, I did. I'll come back to it. I don't know. I have to call them up. They gave it out. You know, I never, but my house, I never gave it out. What? You got candies. I think it's candies. Candies.
Whatever. Eat, cake, play. Let's keep away. Right. It's a good idea to give out candy. Even if it's not not going to be right. It's the way we stand now. It's only a mitzvah. It's not the ikar right there. Oh. Rabotai. I'd like to discuss one more topic and then we're going to have to stop for today. I'm not getting too far too fast here. You are ahead of me. Yes. We'll see soon. We'll see soon. Right. The Gemara is not kuf tes of an aleph. I want to analyze one line. That's all. One line. What do the words mean? Chot fin matas. There are shpamas three pshat. Three pshat. One. Magbiin as a kara bishul tinoko shayishalu. You pick up the kara. The close we have to that is the whole achmani. The minig is the whole achmani. You pick up the kara with the matzahs on top. What's going on? The teacher asks, what is this all about? That's the first interpretation. That comes from Rashi. Second interpretation. He's in the farshi. Chot fin matza, ochlin maher. Eat quickly. Shnei Lashon of Tala Lepirish Rabbeinu. Rami is Rashi. Eat quickly.
No.
Oh, doesn't say that. Eat quickly. Once you start the meal, eat quickly.
If you
right.
That
still
the kids will
stay
up, or that
you'll be able to... Right. Kids will stay up. Finish up real quickly. Right. Eating quickly. So, the linera chotven mitzamar lecho. So in Sharati and Tzivkotin Beis, he calls chotven atamato. Ukepirish Rashi, the chalishna of the mamar lecho, vahavona al koho kemoshe kasavna. What does that mean, kemoshe kasavna? What's kemoshe kasavna? Says the Mishnah Rura, you start eating as quickly as possible. How do you do that? You just get a quick start. Vazari is last Hasidic and Ishla Yishno at Yinokas, Sheyedu, Shlo Yishta, Harbe, Ara Achila, Yishto Manishtana, etc., etc., etc. I mean, you eat quickly, swallow, wolf the food down your mouth, you know, 90. No. What it means is you come up from Shul, you start right away, you'll be able to eat more quickly. What good means? Eat quickly. It means eat early. And the way to eat early is to get a quick jump. No, it's a quick jump is everything. Sorry? He doesn't say that. One second. The other pshat in Rashi is found in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel. Sivov. The Mechaber says. Siv.